Today, North Korea warned that it will seek to acquire a nuclear deterrent if the United States continues to threaten it with nuclear weapons. It's the first time Pyongyang has made such a statement publicly, though it has said as much in private diplomatic talks. As has been the pattern for months, there was little reaction from the Bush administration. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
It seems that the more that North Korea screams about its nuclear intentions, the less the Bush administration pays attention. In recent weeks, the North Koreans have been telling anyone who would listen that they've already extracted all the plutonium from 8,000 spent nuclear fuel rods that have been mothballed for nearly a decade. That's believed to be enough plutonium for about half a dozen nuclear weapons. But there's no evidence from spy satellites and other sensors that North Korea has actually done what it claims it has. And so the Bush administration appears to be taking it all quite calmly.
My guess is they believe they are indeed bluffing.
Gordon Flake is director of the Mansfield Foundation in Washington and watches North Korea closely. Flake notes that if North Korea has indeed reprocessed its spent nuclear fuel into plutonium, there should be characteristic radioactive emissions from the reprocessing facility at Yongbyon. There haven't been, which may be why Flake says the Bush administration has insisted for months that North Korea's nuclear claims do not amount to a crisis.
There is indeed a feeling that this is not a crisis. But again, that has really been the hallmark of the administration's approach since last October, is not to allow North Korea to define the crisis, not to allow North Korea to set the stage.
And in fact, today the administration reacted with little urgency. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer called once again on North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons program, but he gave no indication that the administration was in any hurry to take action.
We are still in the consultative process with the other leaders in the neighborhood, including South Korea and China, to determine the next steps and the exact modalities for them.
Some analysts sense that North Korea has become frustrated with its inability to get a stronger reaction from the Bush administration. George Perkovich of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace says the approach of the Bush administration is keeping North Korea off balance.
They're trying to test our intentions. They feel like they're not getting answers, and so they keep turning up, you know, the rhetoric or the sense of threat to try to see if we'll get into a negotiation with them to remove what they worry about as a threat to their existence.
The Bush administration insists this is not just an issue between Washington and Pyongyang. It has worked quietly in recent weeks with some success to bring China and Russia into a multilateral diplomatic effort along with Japan and South Korea to put pressure on North Korea. But it is probably safe to say that the administration cannot be sure it knows exactly what is going on with North Korea's plutonium because, notes Perkovich, intelligence estimates are an inexact science.
If you're a policymaker, you'd have to have doubts now about the intelligence, because we've always admitted we knew less about North Korea than we claimed to know about Iraq, for example. And it turns out we didn't know as much about Iraq as we thought. So, you know, you can't have a whole lot of confidence about what we know in North Korea.
Still, the administration continues to insist it will not negotiate one-on-one with North Korea. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage was quoted today in Tokyo as saying that multilateral talks with Pyongyang could take place in a month or two. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.